We'll commence in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another edition of the Rain Report, the weekly ham radio feature magazine of Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network. I'm Bill Marquis, WC9P. And just a reminder to you who listen to the FCC Amateur Enforcement Log on therainreport.com and via telephone at 773-358-7845. Those reports are now only updated by the FCC once per month. Many of us have been ham radio operators for so many years, we've forgotten what it's like to be a newbie. Frankly, today, it's altogether different from the days when all we had was HF, those bands below 30 megahertz. Today's new licensee is most certainly getting his or her feet wet on 2 meters and up. Hopefully, we old-timers are taking the time and exercising the patience to influence our new hams in some of the traditions of amateur radio and good amateur practice. To get off to a good start, newcomers to FM repeaters need to learn some sound basic operating techniques. One ham who is intimately familiar with such techniques is Vermont repeater trustee Mitch Stern, WD1SJ, who is well-versed in the finer points of effective repeater operation. Here is the first of two excerpts from his 2007 Dayton Hamvention presentation.
Listening is the number one skill. If you can't listen, you can't communicate. There are a lot of hams can't listen. How do I know that? I give them my name, location. What'd you say your name was? What'd you say your call sign was? I sign off. It's like, you know, I hate repeating myself. When a guy talks to you in person, right, you listen to him, right? You don't sit and ask questions. What'd you say? What'd you say? Almost as important is the ability to speak clearly and properly. Okay? Don't mumble. You're not on a telephone. You're on a radio. And how well you enunciate will mean how well you get the message out. Then the next item is being a master of the frequencies. The radio just doesn't drop into your lap and you know where to go. You have to determine what frequency to tune to, whether it is a repeater frequency, and then you got to know the frequency, the offset, the tone, the coverage of the repeater, or on HF, which band will get you where you need to go. If you don't know that, you're not going to have a lot of success. You're going to want to work somebody in California, and if you get on 80 meters right now, you're not going to have very much luck at that because it's just the wrong band to use. Using the right equipment for the job. Some of my friends like to use QRP, and I like to make fun of them. I tell them that life's too short for QRP. All right, whatever. We have our fun things, but QRP is great. All the QRPs say, well, I've worked this one and I've worked that. I says, no, you didn't do the work. I did the work to pull your weak signal out of the noise. But if you want to communicate, if you want some reliability, you really need to have the station there. You really need to be running the right power level. You need to be running the right antennas. If you run 3 watts to a wire hanging out of a shady tree, yeah, you'll talk to people, sure, but not all the time. And you teach others to be good operators. That's how you teach yourself. If you're teaching others, that means that you have to have your skills right up there. And that's what makes us better. And then the last three items, practice, practice, and practice. This doesn't work. All this stuff is nice that I'm going to tell you today. It doesn't mean anything unless you actually go out and do it. So here's our proper speaking technique. And you know, we make fun of this, but just as I was walking from the flea market area out here, a guy was talking on an HT, and he's talking like this. The radio's down like this. And notice how as I get away from the mic, he can't hear me? And he's like moving his head back and forth like this. And of course, I'm sure whoever was listening to him on the radio, he was kind of fading in and out. And of course, Hamvention is very noisy here and all that stuff. That's not good. You should always talk right into the microphone, all right? It's not a public address system. It's a radio. Now, there used to be a question on the technician test. How do you hold the handheld? And of course, the answer is hold it away from your head, you know, so that you don't get nuked and everything. But they don't tell you how to do that. Hold away from your head. Well, like this? Well, that's horizontal polarization. That's not going to work so good through a repeater. And if you hold it like this, then of course, the antenna is right into your eyeballs. So I tell all my students, hold the radio above your head and talk up into it. Now the antenna is the level of your head. It's above your eyes. The antenna is vertical, and you're talking right into that little microphone. You know, you want to close talk the microphone always. Don't try turning the gain up, because then you just pick up all this background noise. It'll just make a lot of extraneous stuff. So the basic operating skills. How many in here are hams? Just about every ham went up. So you guys all know this stuff. This is going to be a review. First thing, now it's a review, but you'd be surprised how many people fail on this first test. Make sure your signal and your audio is good, which means if you're talking on a repeater, make sure you're full quieting. If you're noisy and someone says, hey, you're noisy, stop. Don't keep doing that. You're going to wear out your welcome. And people get to me, they're noisy and yeah. It's like, okay, fine. When you get to a better spot or when you get a transmitter or whatever, give me a call. But until then, I don't want to listen to the noise. First of all, I think I have a good repeater and I don't want to hear noisy signals into it. It makes me think it's not working. So you get to a good spot, and if you're on HF, it means that either you're talking to the wrong place at the wrong time, change bands or change locations. And make sure your audio is good. Make sure that the microphone's not cutting in and out and you got this distortion and all this other stuff. You can't really have a conversation like that. It's kind of annoying for everyone. Here's one where a lot of hams fail. Conversation works best when it is two-way. You say a little bit, someone responds a little bit, and goes back and forth quickly. Now, how many have heard that on 80 meters lately? The guy locks the microphone on, puts his feet up on the desk, and 20 minutes, 30 minutes goes by. All right, back over to you. I mean, that's fine. That's more of like a talk show type of format, but there's not really a lot of communication. When you talk to me like that, my attention span's about a half a second. Okay, you do that, I forgot what you said. After a couple of seconds, that's not going to work. I put that into practice on my repeater. The timeout on my repeater is a minute and 20 seconds. People hate me. There's posters of me all over town. They throw darts at it. You're short timeout. But you know what? They talk in short bursts, or they don't talk at all. And when we do a public service event on the repeater now, that training starts to stick.
You're listening to our first excerpt from a 2007 Dayton Hamvention presentation entitled Start Simple, FM Repeater Operating, delivered by Vermont Repeater Trustee Mitch Stern, W1SJ. We'll continue his talk in just a moment. This is the Rain Report, being subsidized by Merle Heinlein, KB9NOH. His bio can be found on QRZ.com.
Enunciate. Don't mumble. How many are from around the Dayton area? Okay, so I'll pick on you guys, right? So you guys have that like Midwestern drawl, you know, where you say Cincinnati, you know, instead of Cincinnati, you know. That's fine locally, but on the radio, you have to have that really crisp, staccato-like speech to be heard the best. If you're going to be on HF, use phonetics. As I tell people, if you're giving your call sign on HF, give it phonetically or not at all. My call sign is W1SJ. If I say it like that, it's a 1 in 3 chance they got it right. It'll come back W1FJ, W1XJ. Sometimes they even get it right. So when I give my call sign on HF, it's Whiskey 1 Sierra Juliet. That's the only way I say it. Okay? If they don't understand it, I say Susan John or something like that, but it's always phonetically. If you have any one of the letters like B, C, D, E, V, or a 3 or whatever, you better give it phonetically because the other guy's not going to get it. And when you're spelling things out, you have to use phonetics because you're not going to hear the differences on a radio. When the conditions get bad and you know you're having trouble hearing the other guy, you automatically start speaking slower. People can comprehend you better as you speak slower when conditions are bad. Sometimes conditions are bad, you can't do anything about it, the message has to get through. If you go to a mile a minute, they're not going to hear you. If you speak slowly and start repeating key words, that will increase your readability. Another one is using a good speaker or headphones. I know that a lot of people on my repeater use crappy speakers because my courtesy beep is set up at a fairly low frequency. It's about 300 hertz. And guys with these cheap little car radios with the speaker built in, they cannot hear that. The speaker doesn't reproduce it. And so they say, oh, I didn't hear the beep. I says, put a real speaker on there, you'll hear it. And yeah, you get one of these like commercial speakers like made by Motorola or GE, and you hear it crisp and clear. So if you're not hearing that beep, that means there's a lot of component of the speech that you're not hearing either. When I'm on HF, I use headphones all the time. I wouldn't do it any other way. With the headphones, I can hear 100%. With a speaker in a big open room, I'll get maybe 50%. Here's one we may be all guilty of. Think before you speak. Engage brain before engaging mouth. And you listen on the local repeater, you know this doesn't happen very much, particularly around rush hour. And then, of course, the one that goes along with that, have something to say. If you have nothing to say, then you don't say it. You say, okay, fine, I'll be listening here. Don't have anything to say. People say, well, you know, you don't talk very much. I don't have anything to say. I'm not going to sit there and just talk about the weather. We know that in Vermont the weather stinks. I don't need to emphasize that point. So here's the bad habits you've all heard. How many guys operate on FM? All right, so you've seen these before, so we'll have some fun with them. So here's the don'ts and the do's. Don't over-identify. Now, the FCC requires us that we have to identify every 10 minutes. You can't get away from that. They don't say we have to identify every 10 words, which is what you often hear. You know, you hear it at the beginning and at the end of every sentence, and it gets pretty tedious after a while. If you remember my repeater, a minute and 20, well, if you're giving all those identifiers in there, you're not going to have a lot of time to say anything else. It's time to identify and say W8XXX for ID. Well, if it is not for ID, what else would it be used for? You just say W8XXX. That's it. Done. Boom. You don't have to say anything else. I think people have figured that part out. It is for ID. Another one is, you're talking to a whole bunch of people, W8XXX in the group. We've got that one figured out. We know there's about 40 of you there on the repeater. Yes, I think that's a group. We don't have to say that. This is one that I absolutely cringe at. When I teach classes, I always tell them, it says, HI is a CW abbreviation because you can't laugh on a code key. So you send the did-it-it-it-it, right? And that's where it's supposed to be used. And I'd say, yeah, every one of you guys are going to say it on the repeater. I'm going to sit and make fun of you. And sure, you hear someone say, hi there. And I come back to them, oh, hi yourself. You know, hi is a greeting. It's not laughter on phone. And it really sounds stupid. And you'd say, well, why is this important? Well, non-hams are listening to us on scanners. And if we want to grow this hobby, we should stop sounding like geeks and weirdos and sound more like normal people. There's W1SJ on the side. No, the fries are on the side. I am standing by. There's a distinction there. All right, best 73s, 73rds. The proper way is 73. Look it up. 73 means best regards. If you say 73s, it means best regardses. And, of course, 73rds is just, 23 and a third, if you do the math. So we don't need to emulate our brethren on 11 meters. We have our own initials and things. If the answer to the question is no, doesn't it make more sense to say no, which is one syllable, instead of negative, which is three syllables? Unless you know into a whole military motif, you know, and you got the backpack with the green fatigues and all that other stuff. You know, the first time I said, someone, give me a call on the landline, I thought that was pretty impressive. 6,000 mentions later, telephone works. And, of course, it's no longer a landline or a twisted pair now. Who has those type of phone? I'm old-fashioned. I have a landline, but most people have a cell now. The first personal, here's another one from the CB folks. No, it's just a name. Again, name is one syllable. First personal is four syllables. Okay, we're destinated. I looked in the big Webster dictionary in the library, and I could not find the word destinated. So you have to say, I have arrived. And it's about the same number of syllables. And finally, if you're talking about yourself, then it's I. If you're talking about a group of people, it's we. So if you say we, and there's no one else with you, then I have to ask a question, well, do you have a mouse in your pocket? Who's we? Who's the other person here? All right, cue signals are very useful. You use them on sideband, whatever, CW, you speed it up. But on FM, just use English. You don't have to say, I'm going to go QRTS's. I'm signing off.
This has been the first of two excerpts from Start Simple, FM Repeater Operating, a 2007 Dayton Hamvention Forum presentation given by Vermont Repeater Trustee Mitch Stern, W1SJ. Next time, Mitch will cover some public service do's and don'ts. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2007 Rain, all rights reserved. Now for Rain's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Bill Marquis, WC9P, wishing you 7-3 from all of us at Rain, the Radio Amateur Information Network.